Franco-Californian. This is the story of Opus 1 in Napa Valley, California, written by Lisa Parati Brown for The Wine Palette. Few wine projects have carried the weight of expectation that accompanied the birth of Opus 1. Conceived as a joint venture between two towering figures, Robert Mondavi of Napa Valley and Baron Philippe de Rothschild of Chateau Mouton Rothschild, the estate was never intended to be merely symbolic. From its earliest days, Opus 1 set out to establish a new benchmark, an American wine conceived, executed, and positioned at the very highest echelon of the global fine wine hierarchy. More than four decades after its inaugural vintage, Opus 1 remains one of Napa Valley's most recognized and widely distributed luxury wines, producing approximately 25,000 cases annually and reaching markets across the globe. Its longevity and consistency are the result of a philosophy forged at the intersection of old world tradition and new world ambition. The collaboration between Mondavi and Rothschild was formalized in 1980, though the foundations were laid earlier. Their shared belief was simple but radical for its time: that Napa Valley could produce a wine of equal stature to the first growths of Bordeaux, not by imitation, but through synthesis. The project's early working title, Napa Medoc, reflected this ambition. As Michael Silacci, Opus 1's current winemaker and cellar master, notes, the code name for the project was Napa Medoc. The first vintages, 1979 and 1980, were made before Opus 1 had its own winery, using facilities at the Robert Mondavi Winery. The pioneering winemaking team consisted of Tim Mondavi, Robert Mondavi's son, and Lucien Siono, then technical director at Chateau Mouton Rothschild, with Patrick Léon assuming that role in 1985. 1979 was the very first vintage of Opus 1, made by Tim Mondavi and Lucien Siono, Silacci explains. There were no dedicated parcels back then, and they were able to use any parcels from Mondavi. Those early wines were released together in 1984, an unprecedented move that underscored the project's confidence and helped establish Opus 1 as America's first ultra-premium wine, not merely in price, but in intent. From the outset, Opus 1's stylistic framework was clear. The wine would be Cabernet Sauvignon dominant, modeled on the structural discipline of Bordeaux, but shaped by Napa Valley's ripeness and sunlight. French oak was central to élevage, and balance, not sheer power, was the guiding principle. In the beginning, Silacci recalls, the wine spent 2 years in barrel, with only around 10 days on skins. This restrained extraction and extended maturation set Opus 1 apart from many contemporaries during Napa's more exuberant phases, anchoring the wine firmly in a classical register. Although Cabernet Sauvignon typically accounts for at least 75% of the blend, Opus 1 has always been conceived as a true Bordeaux-style assemblage. Depending on the vintage, smaller proportions of Petit Verdot, Merlot, Cabernet Franc, and Malbec contribute nuance, structure, and aromatic complexity. Opus 1's purpose-built winery, completed in the early 1990s, marked a turning point, allowing full control over every aspect of production. Today, the estate comprises four vineyard parcels located in the western reaches of the Oakville AVA, among Napa Valley's most prized Cabernet Sauvignon terroirs. Two of these parcels, totaling approximately 100 acres, lie within the historic Tucalon Vineyard, long regarded as one of Napa's Grand Cru sites. The remaining 70 acres, known as the Balestra and River parcels, surround the winery itself. Together, they form a contiguous estate that balances pedigree with precision. Viticulture at Opus 1 blends traditional practices, such as hand harvesting, with carefully evaluated modern techniques. Innovation is embraced, but only where it demonstrably enhances vine balance and fruit quality. Michael Silacci joined Opus 1 in 2001, arriving directly from Stag's Leap Wine Cellars, where he had spent 6 years working alongside Warren Winyarski. "I had been at Stag's Leap Cellars for 6 years to the day," Szilagyi recalls. "I gave Warren 6 weeks' notice." By 2003, Szilagyi assumed full responsibility for winemaking, bringing with him a philosophy shaped by training at UC Davis, experience in Bordeaux, and a deep respect for Napa Valley's site expression. From his earliest days at Opus One, Szilagyi was unafraid to challenge established practices. "I got here in March of 2001, having asked the team at Opus One to wait to do the pruning," he says. "I felt the vines were looking too much like bushes, and so I started trimming right back." Harvest decisions, too, shifted toward a more tactile assessment of phenolic maturity. "We were picking from the beginning, based on tannins, color, and looking at the texture of the skins," Szilagyi explains. "We like to pick when the skins are either melting or shredding in the mouth." Szilagyi's tenure has consistently reinforced the idea that balance, not dogma, defines greatness. Reflecting on the 2003 vintage, he notes, "In 2003, we were concerned that we left too much fruit on the vine, but I like the way this has developed." The wine's graceful evolution has since challenged the assumption that ever lower yields automatically produce superior results. Instead, Opus 1 emphasizes equilibrium between vine vigor, crop load, vintage conditions, and terroir. Innovation continues. In 2007, Szilagyi decided to co-ferment all Petit Verdot with Cabernet Sauvignon, a technical adjustment that dramatically enhanced integration and aromatic lift, an example of evolution without rupture. More than 40 years after its first vintage, Opus One remains a singular presence in Napa Valley, a wine born of collaboration and refined through evolution. Its success lies not in chasing trends, but in maintaining a clear architectural vision, one that continues to bridge continents, traditions, and generations.